Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I, as usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for March 3rd, 2020. All right, so that was the intro, and this is the news. We've got a fair amount of stuff going on. Before we get into the news, I have just a touch of housekeeping. There are a couple of things happening throughout the next 2 to 3 months that we may or may not have to skip an episode here or there. And also with movie premieres that are coming out that I'm not going to be covering for Big Show Entertainment Network, that are still nerdy. Very specifically, I'm thinking of Bloodshot. You can check out the website, generallynerdy.net, for a written review, assuming things go as planned. So, that being said, let's get into the news. TV streaming is where we are. TV streaming, we only have two pieces, but the first one is an interesting one in that it has to do with She-Hulk. We've been only dealing in rumors for She-Hulk for so long, it's nice to finally have a piece of almost hard evidence, or almost hard news for it. I say almost because it comes directly from Mark Ruffalo. He made the announcement this past weekend at C2E2 that he is in preliminary talks to be in some way, shape, or form in the new She-Hulk series. Whether it's going to be a cameo, whether it's going to be whatever, still remains to be seen, but it is very likely going to happen because, I mean, come on, he's the Hulk right now, right? So maybe his price is a little too high. We don't know until it happens, but, you know, like I said, almost hard news that he's working on, at least, being in She-Hulk. And then our other piece is a casting piece of news, and this is American Horror Story just released their cast list for their season 10, or 11, whatever. I lost count. I think it's 11, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, they just announced it. They not only have they announced that they're going into season 11, but they have been renewed, should they want to be, all the way up through season 13. So if that is the end of American Horror Story, Lord only knows. But all right, so we're getting ahead of ourselves. The casting announcement involves a very interesting selection, and that very interesting selection is Macaulay Culkin. Kevin McAllister is going to be in American Horror Story, and not just like a random cameo or something. He is listed as a season regular, so he's going to have some sort of support or dominant role in this season. I can get behind that. Again, kind of just out of morbid curiosity because I don't know. I don't know how to feel about Macaulay. His little brother is a great actor, so I can only imagine Macaulay's still a great actor, but what was the last thing you saw him in? It was probably like a decade or more ago, right? So yeah, we'll see how this one turns out as we get into the next season of American Horror Story. That's all we've got for TV streaming, though, now. We are moving into movies, and first thing we have in movies is an announcement from Todd McFarlane saying that Spawn will be in front of a camera before the end of this year. That's all he could say for certain, but he said it at FanX Vancouver. And he said thank you to the Joker, rather specifically because of the dark nature of the Joker, and Spawn obviously is a very dark comic book. It's because of the Joker's success that he was able to get to be able to guarantee that he will be filming by the end of the year. So we will be seeing Spawn very, very likely, probably by the end of 2021, that will probably hit theaters. I would imagine they would be shooting for like an October release, but again, they haven't announced any dates for anything yet, just it will be filming before we close out this year. How long before? Don't know. So that's what we've got there, and then our next piece is one of my favorite things, because we've kind of known this one was coming for a long time, but it just got announced that Baby Driver 2 2 is officially into pre-production. Edgar Wright says that he's been working on the script for some time, and we've kind of sort of mentioned that, but it was months and months ago, because that's when he said he started the work, was literally like a few months after the premiere of Baby Driver 1. So 2 will see the return of Ansel Elgort, Lily James, John Bernthal, Michael Peter Balzary, and CJ Jones. Sorry if I butchered that Balzary name. They will all be reprising their roles from the first film, and Baby Driver is always a win. That movie was so great. Edgar Wright is such a fantastic director that I am chomping at the bit for this one to be released now, dang it, now. All right, so yeah, that's what we've got for movie news. And the rumor mill is where we've got a lot to talk about. Well, more to talk about than the other places, I guess. So first and foremost, we have Joe Quesada, potential. This is a comic book rumor. So if you're not reading comic books, maybe you're not interested in this rumor. Maybe you want to skip forward like 30 seconds. So Joe Quesada is a Marvel, was an editor, just got demoted to just writer, I feel like, if memory serves. Kevin Feige having taken over all things Marvel, and also not being big on Ike Perlmutter's things that he instilled, Quesada being one of them, demoted Quesada. And so now there is rumor, because all of this has happened, there's rumor that Quesada, who is really good friends with Brian Michael Bendis, who is now writing over at DC, is going to take the vacant editor spot over at DC and become the new head editor for DC Comics. Very interesting shakeup. Can't say it's going to be a bad move either way, but it's just a rumor, so we don't know, and we're moving on. Next, we're talking about the Joker. And this is not the Joker the movie. This is the character of the Joker. So we actually have 2 rumors about this one. So first off, we have Warner Brothers is looking to cast the Joker. They're kind of going on the fact that Matt Reeves' Batman movie is going to be successful enough to justify the trilogy that he's signed on for. So now they're starting to kick around ideas for who could be the Joker, presumably for the second Joker, or the second Batman movie, but that Matt Reeves does. And one of the names that they're kicking around, reportedly, because this name always gets reportedly kicked around when they're looking to cast the Joker, is Johnny Depp. Now, with the recent craziness that Johnny Depp has gone through in the news, and the revival of enthusiasm that the fans have for Depp, this one kind of feels like it has a little bit more legs than it has in years past. Though, it is still very much a rumor, and so the other rumor that we're looking at is Ben Barnes, who is rumored to be in the pile as well. So Ben Barnes played Jigsaw in the Punisher series, and the rumor, I feel like one of the rumors that I read with his name attached to it was potentially another one-off movie involving the Joker and not the Matt Reeves movie, but signals could be getting crossed somewhere, so it very well potentially could be both or neither or either. That's why rumors are fun, because it's all speculative, right? So that's what we've got for the Joker. Next, we're talking about the Power Rangers. And yes, they are officially rebooting the Power Rangers movie universe. That's not news. We've talked about that already. But the rumor is that we're going to be seeing Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson reprise their roles as the original
Green Ranger
and Pink Ranger, respectively, in the new reboot that Paramount is looking to make, or is in pre-production. That part is still pretty muddy. I don't know exactly where this exists, aside from the fact that they do have writers working on a new script. So, be interesting to see the original, the Tommy and Kimberly. I don't know if they're going to play any sort of major role, but it'll be cool, I guess. But that's what we've got there. Rumors being rumors, we're going to move on. More Batman rumors, of course, always with the Batman. So Gotham by Gaslight is now being rumored to come, not animated movie, we already got that. We're rumored to be getting a live action Gotham by Gaslight. And the other half of this rumor is equally as interesting. John Barenthal is being rumored to be the man that they want under the cowl in this Victorian version of The Dark Knight. So, could be kind of awesome. I could totally see Barenthal being Bruce Wayne, like Victorian, any version of Bruce Wayne, actually. So, yeah, I can, if this one has any kind of legs, which, again, Warner Brothers is really playing a lot, really close to the chest, but the rumor says that they're looking to do more of those Elseworlds one-off style movies. So the Joker maybe kind of lit a different kind of fire, even though we already knew that they were looking to do this Black Label style stuff. Though Gotham by Gaslight isn't exactly Black Label, it's a little more mainstream, so I don't know. We'll see where this one goes. But it does feel like it has some legs because of the success of the Joker, once again. So there's also rumor that they're going to be doing another movie in the universe of Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. And because there was I believe it was a tweet, someone went to Twitter that was involved with the movie and said that Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is not, quote-unquote, the Joker in that movie. He is the proto-Joker. The proto-Joker is my addition. But, any of these Joker rumors could be for a sequel to The Joker, where some guy was inspired by Joaquin's Joker, and he takes... Yeah, that's also a rumor going around. So, there you go. Bonus Joker rumor. Now we're talking about the freaking rumor that just won't die, and it's the Snyder Cut. And I honestly saw two separate things related to this. First off is Zack Snyder took to Twitter and posted pictures with the slate, you know, the action click, or scene one, take five, click, that's the button. So he posted one of those, and it was kind of a trolley thing that he added to the back of the slate, talking about in the event that we need to do reshoots, blah, blah, blah. So he's kind of teasing that maybe reshoots are going to happen. So that's one of the rumors, is kind of being fueled by Zack Snyder himself. The other rumor is that Warner Brothers is actually on board now with the releasing of the Snyder Cut. They're calling it Justice League, or Zack Snyder's The Justice League, not just Justice League. So that's a change, and it's rumored to be 214 minutes, if memory serves, 214 minutes long, but they do need to do some more coverage. They need to do some reshoots. They need to get Ben Affleck back in the cape and cowl, and Henry Cavill in the blue underwear. Because of the fact that they're saying, well, we need to do reshoots, I don't think this is going to happen. I have not been on board with the Snyder Cut nonsense from the beginning. It's not going to happen. We are not going to see this dang movie. But the rumors persist, so we got to talk about them. But that's all we've got for those rumors. Now we're going to move into our final rumor for the episode, and it is a video game rumor. So all of you horror gamers out there, salt shakers at the ready, baby, because there is some trolling going on over at Kojima Productions. That's right, Hideo Kojima, the guy who brought us Metal Gear and was going to bring us Silent Hill. One of his producers took to the official Kojima Productions Twitter and posted a picture that really seems to imply that they're working or going to start working on that Silent Hill game that we never got. Or another Silent Hill game that hopefully is equally or better, equally as good or better. So, yes, please, make this a real thing. In the tweet, there's reference to next week. So maybe if an announcement is coming down the pike, it is going to happen next week. Crossing fingers and hoping really, really, really hard. But that is all we have for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all podcasts you wish that are on the topic, you know, on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news or just generally nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.